Good afternoon. We are coming out of recess with our Senate Committee on Revenue. Today we are reconsidering a vote by which the committee passed HJR 80A as amended.
So
what I will need is a to open a work session. We are in work session on HJR 80. I need a motion to reconsider the A action by which we passed the A-10 amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Minnis.
I move that the committee reconsider the vote by which it passed out HJR 80 as amended earlier.
Okay. Colleagues, we have a motion on the floor to reconsider the vote by which we passed the A-10 amendments to HJR 80. What I'd like to do is reconsider. We'd have Ms. Hunt come forward and present a new amendment and then proceed from that point.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Yes, Senator. Yes.
Technical question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that a two-thirds vote?
It is a. Is the committee action a two-thirds vote?
To reconsider, the motion to reconsider, I think it's a two-thirds.
I think you may be right.
Just let me make a.
You will be at ease.
I got too many piles of paper.
It might be creeping.
We've got the 3/5. I don't remember.
I take a motion to suspend the rules.
I think you can do a majority vote because you haven't.
Senator Dukes, since we're reconsidering an action that we took within the same day, in the same committee, then this is actually just a simple majority vote.
Okay.
Thanks. Are there further questions on the motion to reconsider?
Yes,
if there are no further questions on the motion to reconsider, then without objection, so ordered. We have HJR 80 with the -A11 amendment, and I'd like Ms. Hunt to explain what the A11 amendments do.
Cindy Hunt, Legislative Council's Office. The A11 amendments amend the A and gross version of the bill, and what they do is gotten stuff the A and gross version of the bill and basically reinstitute the introduced version of HJR 80. Now, I'm going to walk through that version because you never saw that version over here because the House had amended it by the time it got over here. The substantive provisions that are in the amendments start on page 3. First of all, this is an amendment to the Constitution. The bill is no longer a revision to the Constitution. So, therefore, it only takes a simple majority on the floor to vote this bill out, instead of whereas a revision would have taken 3/5 vote. So on page 3, what the amendments are doing is converting the Education Endowment Fund into an Education Stability Fund. Effective July 1, 2003, instead of 15% going into the Stability Fund, 18% of the net proceeds from the state lottery will be deposited into the new Education Stability Fund. The next substantive change is on page 4, which what this section does is limit the amount in the Education Stability Fund to 5% of the amount that was accrued as revenues in the state's general fund during the prior biennium. So this language is the same language that was in the A and gross version of the bill that you had before you. What has been taken out here is there's no longer a reference to the school capital matching fund. So once the cap is reached, the 5% of the state's general fund cap, the money then stops flowing into the Education Stability Fund, and it's retained in the state lottery for general purposes instead of being diverted to some other fund or use. The next provisions in subsection 6 are the same as the provisions talking about how you access the fund in terms of like a rainy day fund sort of a situation. And these provisions have not changed from the introduced, the Angros version, or these amendments. the next substantive provision on page 5 of the amendment, subsection 8, is on May 1, 2003, the state treasurer is directed to transfer $220 million from the stability fund to the state school fund.
Next.
And that's it for the substantive provision.
Colleagues, you've heard a reading of the -A11 amendments to HJR 80. Yes, Senator Carroll has a question.
Since they're virtually the same amendments that have been in the bill earlier, my gather is that I make the purpose of the amendments are basically to make this not a revision of the Constitution, but simply an amendment of the Constitution to change the voting pattern needed. Is that what?
Chair Ferrioli, Senator Trow, that's correct. By taking out the school capital construction references, it does make the amendments one subject, and therefore they can be an amendment to the Constitution.
Now,
the other change,
does that
of course,
take the 16 votes
yes,
in the Senate?
Correct.
Yes, 16.
Correct.
This is not anything that would take the supermajority
no.
because of anything
no.
else. Okay.
No.
Just 16.
And, of course, the other change being the 180 to 220.
And Senator Trow, the provision that's, or at least the future that's likely for this bill, is that it still ends up in a conference committee. Because mm-hmm. we're making a substantive change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. There is one small change with regard to that capital construction little fund that we were creating. That's different, this one.
Correct. You are no longer creating that fund in the Constitution, nor are you pouring money into the fund.
There, Senator, just to further that issue, there may be a reason for this committee to consider that as a standalone bill. Mm-hmm. And that just needs to be looked at in a broader configuration. Mm-hmm. Further questions? Yes, Senator?
Mr. Chair, can I ask why is the money transferred on May 1st of next year? And that's at the very end of the biennium. This is money that would be available, I would have thought, to help schools in the next fiscal year. And since right now most of the schools I know of are sitting on textbook purchases and stuff, and September is a big turning point for them, by waiting until May of the following year, we don't know what election this would go at because the election bills are still in committee and we're not dealing with those yet. So it's kind of hard. I mean, it seems like the money won't come until the very end of the school year, and so it won't be of a great use to them unless they want to go out and bond for it, and they won't even know that whether they get it or not until September or November. Now, is this still backed with tobacco money, if it fails?
Senator, I have an excellent answer for your question. Paul?
Senator, the transfer would take place on May 1st and would be part of the May 15th final state school payment. So it won't affect the school budgets. It'll just be part of that final payment, so it'll be available on that basis. And the reason for keeping it in the fund is to generate the interest earnings, which are allocated 75% to pay lottery bonds, school lottery bonds, and 25% for scholarships. So that's the reason for keeping it in the fund till nearly the end of the biennium, until it's needed for that final 25% payment that goes out on May 15th.
So we don't anticipate that it would be of great value to the schools this next fiscal year anyway.
it'll be part of their fiscal year budget for 2002-03, but it'll
last till May.
But when you use it, is in that 20, they get 25% of their annual appropriation on May 15th. So that's when it would appear as part of that final appropriation. It will not affect their appropriation for the remainder of the year.
It seems to me it's more convenient the timing for us than it is necessarily for the schools,
but also for some of the funds that work on the interest from that fund. Those things like the grants going to college students and so forth. There'll be more of those because there'll be more interest.
Right. Now, is this still backed up with tobacco money?
Senator, that's a separate bill. That's House Bill 4056, which is in your committee.
And, Senator, it's our intention to begin tomorrow at 8 a.m., not in this committee, but in the Legislative Revenue Office to schedule the rest of those bills that are connected to this issue. We will meet at 9 tomorrow morning, and those bills will be on our agenda. And then I think there's a four-session schedule for town. But we'll publish the agenda and let everyone know what bills are coming forth, that those bills are intended to move.
Okay, so, Mr. Chair, then, it's your intent that this bill will be backed up with tobacco money?
It's our intent to move this bill to the floor with a due pass recommendation and to consider those other bills tomorrow.
Okay.
They are all connected. That was your
question. At least to each other.
Yes, exactly. any further questions?
Are we in a work session?
We are in work session.
Can I move the adoption of the A11 amendments to HGR 80?
Senator Minnison moves the adoption of the A11 amendments to HGR 80. Any questions to the motion? Hearing and seeing none, any objections to the motion?
Yes.
So call the roll.
No.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye. Motion to adopt amendments is passed. We need a motion now to move the amended bill to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chairman, I move HGR 80 as amended by this committee to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Minnis moves the HGR 80 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Are there any questions on the motion? Hearing and seeing none, will you please call it roll?
No.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye. Motion passes. Ferrioli will carry. Colleagues, we have a pretty ambitious work schedule for tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll be convening here at 9 a.m. And we'll do the best we can to get the agenda finalized tomorrow morning early, post that here, and also get copies to your offices. And I hope we have a productive day tomorrow.
That's good. I was going to comment, Mr. Chair, that this is version number 3. If you want to revisit version number 4 tomorrow, we'd be happy to entertain that.
Thank you.
We need suspension of the rules.
That's true. Depending on what it looks like, it might help.
As I explained, I think, in our second session this morning in this committee, that often the bills that we pass from this committee appear to have a short half-life. Turn around and come back rather quickly. If there's no further business to come before the committee, we are in adjournment until tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.